Here are your BYU Idaho evening headlines for March 26, 2024. Thanks for joining me. I'm John McSwain. Students at Henry Forts Elementary School were evacuated this morning after a phone caught fire. According to St. Anthony fire officials, the phone exploded in a classroom and filled the hallway with smoke. On the Fremont School District 215 Facebook page, they made a post saying that students were evacuated to other locations. They updated students' parents and teachers on buses and HFE students. One person sustained a minor burn on her leg, and no items except the phone were burned. A BYU Idaho Society has students who just returned from a national competition with big awards. Student reporter Harrison Scott tells us about the society and the awards.
BYU Idaho hosts a number of academic societies to help students network, gain experience, and find jobs in the future. One such group is the Professional Agriculture Student Organization, or PAS, Society on campus. PAS is a nationally recognized society that works specifically to help college students working to enter careers in agriculture meet professional industry standards. PAS offers students opportunities to build their personal network, serve in leadership roles, better understand the different aspects of their chosen field, showcase skills at competitions, and learn from industry professionals.
The professors that guide our PAS society have huge industry experience. Like, they've been in the ag lending side, they've been in the technology side, they've been kind of here, there, and everywhere. And so they've been able to bring their expertise and help benefit us.
McKay Rigby is the president of the PAS Society on campus. Earlier this month, from March 11th to the 14th, McKay and several of the society's officers participated in the 2024 National PAS Conference in Springfield, Illinois. They competed against other schools to determine how their knowledge and preparations compare against standards in the industry. The officers from BYU Idaho won several of the awards offered at the conference, including first place in a team program for agribusiness management and individual officer first place awards for ag sales, precision ag, and animal health and vet tech.
A lot of students that have done this in the past have told me when they went to interview for jobs, and they put that they competed at a national competition, that they placed in the top three or they won the competition. It's always been a very positive direction for their job interviews.
Jeremy Slade is a member of the economics faculty at BYU Idaho and the faculty advisor for PAS. The society is available for students majoring, minoring, or who have a cluster in majors such as applied plant sciences, food science, animal science, agribusiness, and horticulture. Students who would like to participate in the PAS Society can register through iBelong at ibelong.byui.edu. Reporting for BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Harrison Scott.
The Idaho Falls Regional Airport will hold a TSA pre-check enrollment in April. The airport is partnering with IDEMIA to hold the event from April 22nd to April 26th. TSA allows low-risk travelers a hassle-free experience at security checkpoints and airports. Travelers don't have to remove shoes, belts, or other light outwear when going through a TSA screening. There is a $78 fee for background checks and fingerprints. To start the process, go to TSA enrollment by idemia.tsa.dhs.gov. Click on enrollment to set up an appointment and complete the process in person at the Idaho Falls Airport. Bring your U.S. passport or a driver's license and a certified copy of your birth certificate. Thanks for making us a part of your nightly routine. These have been your evening headlines for Monday, March 26, 2024. For more great news and content, tune into our podcast feed. Just search for BYU Idaho Radio on your favorite podcast feed. You can also stay informed by visiting us on social media, too. We're on X, Instagram, and Facebook. I'm John McSwain, and this is BYU Idaho Radio.